For KBIA News, I'm Logan France. Missouri Republicans are panning President Joe Biden's proposal to require certain businesses to either vaccinate or test their employees against COVID-19. Biden announced yesterday he's setting up an emergency rule that would levy fines against businesses of over 100 people that don't require vaccinations or testing. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt has promised a lawsuit over the plan. Rob Gator is a professor at the Center for Health Studies at St. Louis University. He says Schmidt will have to prove that there isn't a, quote, grave danger in implementing the mandate. Even if Schmidt does nothing, other GOP-led states will likely sue over Biden's plan. A Missouri teacher says he resigned after he was told to take down a gay pride flag in his classroom and to sign a letter saying he would not discuss human sexuality or gender. John Wallace was in his first week as a speech and debate, theater, and world mythology teacher at Neosho Junior High School when he was told to remove the flag and a sign saying everyone is welcome because parents had complained. The 22-year-old said he resigned rather than sign the letter about his classroom curriculum. He has filed a complaint with the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Civil Rights. Missouri lawmakers could soon be considering legislation similar to a new Texas law that bans most abortions. Abortion rights advocates protested that possibility Thursday in St. Louis. Republican Representative Mary Elizabeth Coleman says she'll file a bill next session to allow citizens to sue abortion clinics, as in Texas's law. The Texas law prohibits abortions once medical professionals can detect cardiac activity. Courts have blocked similar restrictions elsewhere, but Texas's law leaves enforcement up to private citizens through civil lawsuits, which could help it survive legal challenges. A 2019 Missouri law banning abortions as early as 8 weeks of pregnancy is tangled up in court. According to the Columbia Missourian, the Columbia Boone County Department of Public Health and Human Services has reported 405 new coronavirus cases and 5 deaths since last Thursday, as of yesterday. There were 105 hospitalizations, 19 of them Boone County citizens. There were 25 patients in intensive care and 8 that required ventilator support. 56.5% of Boone County residents have received at least one dose of the vaccine. 50.5% are fully vaccinated. Logan France, KBIA News, Columbia.